This episode of Who's Who is brought to you by our friends at Special Dogs and More. Located at 217 Washington Street, at Special Dogs and More, the mentally and intellectually challenged get the opportunity to gain employment through on-the-job training. Over 70% of all disabled are unemployed, and over 80% of all intellectually challenged are unemployed. They've been told you can't do that or you won't be able to do that. Well, we're here to tell you they can do it. With proper training, support, and self-confidence, they will be able to hold a job. The goal at Special Dogs and More is to help our team members gain either part or full-time employment where deemed possible. We will not give up on those that need our help and accept it. And not only that, the food is so good, right, Matt?
It is great. They not only have hot dogs, but they have tenderloins, they have cheeseburgers, they have ribbon fries that are great. You have to check them out.
The ribbon fries are like the perfect halfway point between fries and potato chips.
Yeah.
You know, the outsides are crispy, the insides are a little bit soft, and that burger, I love going in and eating their burgers. So we love the food, and not only that, we love the mission. At Special Dogs and More, you come for the mission, but you stay for the food. And when you go into Special Dogs and More, mention the Who's Who podcast to receive 10% off of your order.
Made in America.
After taking a month off, the Night Owl Country Band is hitting the road again. February 1st, join the band that has won awards such as the International Singer-Songwriters Association Band of the Year and the Josie Award for Album of the Year, the Night Owl Country Band. The Night Owl Gang has graced the stages of the Grand Ole Opry, the Kentucky Opry, and many more, but this time, their nest is the Strand Theater in Shelbyville, Indiana, as they kick off the Made in America tour. Matt, Brett, Tim, and Steve have been hard at work, as in the last month they've started Who's Who, an independent country music countdown podcast taking country music by storm, plus released their second national single, Lies in You. However, in that time, they've found time to prepare some new music, some new merch, and at this show, they will be premiering their brand new music video for their song, Made in America. That's the Strand Theater in Shelbyville, Indiana, on 7 p.m. Saturday, February 1st. Tickets are just $20, so come join us for some laughs, some music, and to celebrate the kickstart of the Made in America tour. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again. We are episode 5 right now of Who's the Independent Country Music Top 10 Countdown, brought to you by the Night Owl Country Band. My name is Casey Johnson, and alongside me, first things first, we have the man in the hat who this Saturday will actually be able to stand for the entire performance.
Yes.
After taking a month off, Mr. Matt Lee. Matt?
Hello, it's good to be back. Welcome everybody back in episode 5. We got that's a whole hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good to appreciate everybody's listening.
I've never had a whole one before. by the way, as I understand it, you had some good news, I think, last week. Everybody knows that the Christmas show, you were not in a good way.
Right.
Whatsoever, but you went to the doctor and things are thumbs up, correct?
Yes, yes. I had a major battle with a major kidney stone that was 11 millimeters big. And so they had to do some surgery to break that up. And so, yes, I'm glad to be healthy. Did a scan, and when they scanned it, they don't see any more in my kidneys, so I'm good to go.
Which, when you measure anything in millimeters, it seems like it's small, but 11, quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of millimeters.
So now I have no excuse to sit down on my stool now.
And biting his tongue directly to the right of Matt Lee, we have Mr. Brett Denny.
That's right. Hello, everyone. Yes, week 5. That's 5 fingers. Mm-hmm. Give Matt an open hand.
Oh. And there's a new controversy for the week.
Well, moving on. I had an idea, actually, on the way over here, and I think it would be an interesting thing to start off with each week moving forward. Guys, what kind of music have you been listening to this week? What's been on the playlist? Other than, of course, the new submissions that we've gotten and whatnot. I always find it interesting because we all listen to different music. I find it interesting to wonder what you guys have been listening to.
Well, I mean, to be totally honest with you, I have my mother. She has a coworker. So in a couple months, they're having a big old women's conference at her church.
Okay.
About 150 ladies she's expecting. They've asked me to come and lead worship for them. So I've actually been listening to a lot of worship songs, some stuff, maybe some new stuff, maybe some of the older stuff that I don't do as much, but they might listen to. So that's been on my playlist a lot here lately.
Yeah, for sure, Matt.
Yeah, we have some new music that we're getting ready to do at the Strand this coming.
You guys have got
Saturday.
Like, you're adding what, 12 new songs 12, to the repertoire?
12 new songs, yeah. And we started practicing just this last week.
And so, you're both sick.
So yeah, that's what's been, yeah, stuff like that goes over my head sometimes. But yeah, that's been on my playlist too this week, listening to those 12 songs.
Yes, we've got a good mixture of some old stuff, some new stuff, country, as far as country, and we even have a couple surprise songs that are totally off the grid for us.
Yeah, no, it's cool because you guys are really willing to step out of the box, as it were, with a lot of stuff. You told me when this podcast was still a little bit of an idea when I came to the Halloween show, you said, we're doing some different stuff, and then I hear you doing Sweet Dreams Are Made of These, and I'm like, okay, but that worked out really well, so now, you know, lean a little bit farther in that direction, see where you can go. I love it.
Yeah, the first, we wanted to do something special for our Halloween show, and I wanted to do something totally out of the box and kind of Halloweenish, and when I brought this song to the guys, they were quite surprised with Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, Marilyn Manson style, Marilyn Manson style. So we enjoyed it. It seemed like the crowd enjoyed it too. So yeah, we like to jump out of the box occasionally.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Since this podcast has started, I've experienced what I would call, I think, a country resurgence in my life, where I haven't been listening to a ton of country in the past couple of years, but I was realizing how much I missed a lot of the songs I grew up on. So in the past couple of weeks, I made an entire playlist of just not even necessarily all country music so much as like quote unquote roots music, where like it comes from the roots of American music. I will say two things I want to give a shout out to this weekend. This week, actually, Little Big Town released a new album and it is very good.
Awesome.
I love, you know it. I'm a sucker for harmony.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Little Big Town are some of the most underrated artists in country. Like, I remember, like, 2014 or something like that, I was watching something that they were hosting. It was an award show, and, like, the running joke all night was that Little Big Town was more talented than any of the people who were winning awards, and everybody knew it.
Yeah, and that's another band on the award shows. They'll sing some stuff that's totally out of the box for them, too.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Then I recently discovered a Swedish duo of sisters who do a lot of really good folk music, and folk country bridging into rock. It's crazy because coming from out of the country, they learned American music in a different way than anybody who was raised in America possibly could. Hmm. And there's influences of everything from their fellow countrymen in ABBA to, like, they have a song that, you know, is talking about doing a duet with somebody, and it says, I'll be your Emmy Lou and you be my Graham, and like all this stuff. They're called First Aid Kit, and they are really talented. I've been listening to a lot of them. Matt, we've got a lot to talk about in between the songs this week, so I figure we may as well go ahead and get to it. Coming in at number 10 this week, a brand new song to the countdown, and this is one that we've had in the chamber for a bit, waiting for the opportunity to arise to put it up into the countdown. Austin Hooks with Let's Be Us.
Lock the door. Turn off the lights, burn a candle in the living room, and let's be sweet tonight. Grab a pillow and a blanket, play her favorite song and never change it. Leave the rain and storms locked outside, and baby, let's just be helpless tonight. Let it rain, let it pour, let the tears stain your face and disappear forevermore. Let the heavens and earth collide, and honey, leave the world outside. And baby, let's just be helpless tonight.
This episode of Who's Who is brought to you by
Future Tool. They're owned by Phil and Audrey Westerfield. For all your tool and die, jigs, fixtures, special machines, CNC milling and turning, wire EDM or water jet needs, call Future Tool at 812-376-8699.
New song to the countdown, Austin Hooks, Let's Be Us. And guys, this is a good little song. I like this one quite a bit.
Yeah, I could feel the story, you know, through his song, through his lyrics. And, you know, again, I've done this on all three podcasts now. I kind of had a little Garth-like vocals to him, so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, coming up on Valentine's Day, I feel like this is one of them old-fashioned love songs.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to shut the world out, get with the one that you love, and just spend some time with them.
I love you, Matt.
Netflix and chill is good. Candlelit dinner.
Mm-hmm.
When Valentine's Day comes, you want to just be with your loved one then. So.
Netflix and chill or Disney Plus and
oh, my God.
Is this mic on?
It might be, though, nice for you to hear a song that's about a really nice, loving relationship, considering we're pretty sure your wife's going to kill you any day now. You've survived another week somehow, yeah. But every time you come home, she seems to be watching a murder mystery. So
Yes, that's true.
It's only true. A matter of time.
Austin had he's got great vocals. I like the melody that it has, and the fiddle at the beginning is great. Yeah, I really like the fiddle.
Yep.
Well, coming in at number 9, we have got no stranger to the countdown, Mr. John Hunt and Old Line Company with "The Way Smoke Smells on You."
And I ain't bound for a flight. I'll try to pack all my things and leave in the dead of night. And time seems to pass like whiskey on a shelf. And these wounds and scars and trembling hands seem to shake a little more. Cause Lord knows, baby, I'm a rambling man. I'm a gypsy, traveler, and got nothing left to give. Just 600 miles to play one more show. She's a lover, she's a fighter, and she hopes I know.
I like the way smoke smells on you.
This episode of Who's Who is brought to you by
Sonya's Dance Zone. You can reach them at 812-372-7000 or soniasdancezone.com. They are located at Northview Plaza behind Sirloin Stockade. They can teach anyone from ages 2 and up, and they have ballet, jazz, tap, lyrical, hip-hop, and they have a few other styles, don't they, Matt?
Yes, they do. You know, I had a chance to work with Sonia at Sonia's Dance Zone. She taught me how to do a dance for Columbus, Indiana's Dancing with the Stars. And if she can teach me, she can teach anybody to dance.
Again, they can be reached at 812-372-7000 or soniasdancezone.com.
John Hunt with The Way Smoke Smells on You, a stalwart on the countdown, finally getting to the place where within the next couple of weeks we might end up saying goodbye to this particular song as far as the countdown is concerned. And, you know, I will say there is a little bit of like, I'm just now starting to experience this because we're finally at that point in the Who's Who experiment, as it were, that like it's kind of like saying goodbye to a loved one or breaking up with somebody when you when you get a song that is have been on the countdown for so long and it's about to be time that it naturally cycles its way out. But the good news is that artists can create new stuff, and so I'm sure this is not the last you're going to see of him on the countdown, for sure, right, Matt?
Yeah, we can't tell him thank you enough for sending in this song. This song has been on the chart for the whole season, 5 episodes, so we appreciate him sending in the music.
It's been here for the whole hand.
The whole hand.
Dang!
It's made it for the whole hand. So send in some more music, John. We'd appreciate it. We really enjoyed this song. Mm-hmm.
Well, at this time, I'd like to talk about somebody else that we appreciate, also with the first name of John, Mr. John Barr, our $15 patron. Thank you so much for believing in this show and putting your money behind it. We always want to take a moment to thank anybody who gets on Patreon and gives us $15 or more. We're going to give you a shout out by name. And not only that, Matt, there are some shirts that are now available, and the only thing that you've got to do in order to get one of these shirts, $25 or more on our Patreon page, add a subscription. Now, keep in mind, it's patreon.com/nightowlcb. Keep in mind that you don't just get the shirt for free. You get the documentary series that I've been working on. That the first episode is going to be out sometime next week as you're listening to this, right in the first week of February. And then you get voting privileges on all of the new submissions that we get in if you are a $25 or above patron. And if you do that for 3 months or more, you're going to get 2 free tickets to the Halloween show coming up in October. But of course, at the $50 level too, the $50 level is interesting because if you do that for 3 months or more, you get 2 tickets to the Wounded Warrior Project show, which we're going to talk about in depth coming up here in just a few minutes. But Matt, the time is ticking down on that. As you hear this, you only have a couple of days left because you got to do that for 3 months or more. It's got to be within the month of January and have to be for January, February, and March in order for you to get tickets to this year's show.
Yes, and that's March 27th, so that's creeping up on us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. It sure is. And, you know, a song that kind of crept up on me is our number 8 spot. This song, I heard it for the first time, and I, like, you know, when you're reviewing submissions, I have a tendency to listen to a verse and a chorus of the song and be like, good, or listen to a verse and a chorus of the song and be like, nope. And I, after listening to this song more and more, I really like this song quite a bit. This is a good song. Courtney Dickinson with Freedom.
Take the two lane black.
Brittany Dickinson with Freedom. Fantastic song. And guys, actually, you haven't had a chance to talk about this one on the show, so I haven't gotten your thoughts on it. So I want to start off with what you guys think of this song, first and foremost.
Well, my first note on that was, again, I thought it was a cross between Laura Elena and Kelsey Ballerini, her vocals. So I thought it was great. A nice, fresh song. Really enjoyed it, Courtney.
That was very good.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
Last week, Tim and Steve, one of the others, said Shania Twain. I could see that also.
So that's what they are? The others?
The others. Yeah. They said they're everybody's favorites last week, but we know better now.
We know better.
There is a real rivalry brewing here between the two teams.
I mean, we've done 3 weeks. They've only done two.
Right. They'll always be catching up. That's for sure. Courtney Dickinson, congratulations.
And I
on
play
number...
for both teams.
Oh. Courtney Dickinson, congratulations on number 8 in our countdown. I kind of seen a little bit of Sarah Evans in that vocal too. So I saw great vocals, had a good beat, great quality of the recording, a good celebration of freedom after a breakup.
Well, while we're sitting here all laughing, I can't help but think about next week. Next week's going to be dangerous.
Yeah, you're going to get the four of us together and you. So, yeah, we'll get a whole hand together next week.
Oh, man, a little tag team action?
Yeah.
Not only
special referee.
Not only do you have the whole hand together, it's all going to be captured on video.
Yes. Right.
So God only knows what it's going to be like.
We might make Casey's choose sides. That'd be all right.
Might.
Yeah, maybe some controversy next week.
Oh, I guess we'll see. And then the messed up thing about that is, whatever stupidity is sure to happen while we record the podcast, you guys got to do a show after that.
Yep.
That's right.
Of course, and that is this coming Saturday as we're sitting here talking Strand Theater in Shelbyville, Indiana. And Matt, you and Tim and I had the opportunity to do a walkthrough and figure out some things. That is a cool place. Yes. I love that place.
Yeah, we're looking forward to playing there at the Strand. That's the first time I've actually been there altogether. So it's in Shelbyville, Indiana. It's next Saturday, this Saturday as you're listening to it.
Yeah.
This Saturday, February 1st. And get your tickets now for $20. You can get them at the door there at the Strand, or you can get them at Mickey's Tea Mart. There's also a link on the Night Owl Facebook page that you'll be able to get your tickets there also. Only $20. It'll be a lot of fun. We've got new music, got new merchandise that we'll be unveiling. A little bit of everything going on that night, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brett, how much have you been itching to get back on stage this last month?
Oh, man. I've enjoyed our past two practices of doing the new songs. My wallet's getting light. No. No, I mean, again, you know, I live right across the street from Matt. We get to talk a lot, but it's still just a lot different. You know, I haven't been with Tim and Steve and Matt playing music for, you know, over a month, and I'm missing it.
Yeah, there's a difference between making podcasts and making memories
right on
stage, you know. Both are great, but there's something about the onstage dynamic
right,
that you never quite get over.
And something that I appreciate is I've had a lot of messages from some of the certified night owls saying, when you coming? Mm-hmm. And we only took that month off, so we appreciate them wanting to see us again. Mm-hmm. So there's your chance. Saturday, February 1st, 7 p.m. at the Strand Theater.
Your first opportunity in over a month to get on stage with some men that you consider brothers and put on a show. However, three people who are actually brothers come in at number 7 this week. The Flat River Band with another stalwart on the countdown. Every dog has its day.
Swallow your pride, forget yourself, get off your high horse. It's the early bird that gets the worms, squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's what Grandpa told me, sitting on his knees. And then he'd say, hey, hey, this day.
if it don't work, you don't eat. His boy said all the time. So my daddy became a working man and taught me just the same. Buried grandpa years ago, but in my heart could hear him say, if you're gonna run with the big dogs, you gotta get off of the porch. Swallow your pride, forget yourself, get off your high horse. It's the early bird, you get some worms, squeak your wheel, get some grease. That's what Grandpa told me, sitting on his knees. And then he say, hey, every dog has his day.
This episode of Who's Who is brought to you by Jeff's Lawn Care Service. For all of your commercial and residential lawn care services, snow removal, and various property management solutions, call Jeff's Lawn Care Service. They are certified by Night Owl Country Band. And if you needed any more convincing, Jeff trims the yard of two members of the Night Owl Country Band, Brett, Matt. How does he do on your yards?
Jeff does a great job. Love having him. And it takes one less thing for me to do during the summer. I can concentrate on more golf and more softball.
Yeah, when you're busy like the Night Owl Country Band, it's nice to have somebody that helps out like Jeff's Lawn Care Service. We appreciate Jeff Yarnell and all of his crew for what they do for Night Owl Country Band and what they can do for you, your family, or your company.
To get your appointment booked today, call 812-350-8525. That's 812-350-8525. Jeff's Lawn Care Service, officially recommended by Who's Who and the Night Owl Country Band. Every dog has its day. And Matt, there is so much to talk about when it comes to the Night Owl Country Band, when it comes to the days that you dogs are going to be having. I think we've pretty much taken long enough. We may as well talk about the big one.
Yeah.
And not only that, the announcement that accompanied the big one this week, the biggest show of the year, got even bigger this last week, and I cannot wait for it. Of course, I'm talking about the Wounded Warrior Project benefit show that's going to be taking place at the Commons on March 27th. Matt, give me the spiel. How excited are you?
We are pumped. We've been excited every year that we've done this. Last year, we had the chance to have Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. This year, we've upped the ante, because this is our fifth year, a whole hand.
Yeah.
Our fifth year.
It's a whole hand.
Yeah. I'm starting to see
a theme coming, man.
So yes.
Watch for our upcoming single, Five Finger Discount.
Yeah. Or a shirt with just an open hand on it.
Hey, I mean, maybe.
Love it.
This year, we're excited to say that we have, we are able to make the announcement finally that we have WWE superstar diva, five-time champion.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure she has a whole hand of belts.
Yes, five-time WWE champion and one-time diva champion.
Yep.
So
Mickie James. I legitimately think, and you know, I know Brett's not too into wrestling, so we'll just be the two of us talking. But I think she's one of the best females to ever lace up a pair of boots.
She's great. And a lot of people, when we made the announcement, they said, oh, she's just doing a meet and greet and that's it. No, she actually performs. She is a country singer.
She is very good, too. Like, if you haven't heard any of her music, go listen to her. She's got a voice on her.
Yeah, she's very good. And an icon that Brett may want to talk about that we have coming for that show is...
So before I get to that, I'd like to just challenge Mickie James to a fight. See if she's really that good.
I see.
No, but the announcement that he wanted me to bring was Mr. Tom Wopat.
Yeah.
The other Duke.
You get one, you got to get the other at like some point,
right,
you know?
Right. And, you know, if you've went and listened to him or seen any of his videos, he's kind of a little bit different than what John Schneider was.
Yeah.
But still a great voice. I think he'll bring a lot of people to the show, you know, to hear him sing and just kind of to add to their, you know, the, hey, I saw John Snyder, now I can see Tom Wopat. So I think it'll just kind of be a little closure for some of the people.
And yes, not only that, I don't know if you guys have had much of an opportunity to listen to Tom Wopat live, but his band that he has behind him is just absolutely fantastic. I can't wait for people to hear him.
They're going to be extra good that night. that was a good lead in. I like that. We have been asked to be his backup band, yes, that night. So that's exciting. That not only is he going to we're going to be his backup band for that night, we got something special that's going to be happening the morning of the show, mm-hmm, that we're not going to say yet, but we will tell you before that show.
And I will say, if you just go to Patreon and $10 a month for that documentary series that I'm working on, you are going to be able to see the entire process. I'm going to be there with a camera for pretty much this whole thing, documenting. He's going to be here at your house, like practicing, yeah, and it's crazy to think about, yeah, is it not?
I mean, it's going to be, even if I practice for 100 hours, I'm still going to be nervous the day of the show, yeah, you know.
It's going to be a lot of fun, though, yeah, a lot of fun.
And then, of course, somebody who does bring a full band, lest we forget, Bronson Arroyo, who's, yes, a fantastic singer as well, retired pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds, a World Series winning pitcher, and, like, my buddy, who is actually going to be there helping with the documentary portion of the evening that night, is a huge Reds fan. And not only that, he does a lot of work in the wrestling industry. So this is pretty much the greatest night of his life.
Nice. Nice. So yeah, you don't want to miss that. The Bronson Royal Band, they sang stuff like Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. They sang stuff like that. So it's going to be a little bit of everything that, right, night. A lot of people, same thing with Bronson Arroyo. They thought he was just coming to just do the meet and greet and signings, but he's actually going to be performing that, mm-hmm, night also.
I love that. Music, you know, music permeates our society in such a way where there are so many people who, you know, for one thing, who have such a hidden talent. That's like, I think about Victor Oladipo, mm-hmm, when he was on The Masked Singer, where, yeah, like, if you were a Pacers fan, you probably heard Vic sing at some point and you probably knew immediately that that was him. But everybody's like, it's Wayne Brady. It's Wayne Brady. That's Wayne Brady's voice. And it's like, no, it's an all-star shooting guard for, yeah, the Indiana Pacers, yep, mm-hmm, who is also a recording artist. I love hidden talents, and you are going to get to see all of those talents unhidden, revealed, right, and it's going to be a fantastic night. What are tickets like for that, Matt?
All right, so the tickets for that for general admission is $30, and the way I see that, I think it's very fair, because you're getting to see three celebrities and the Night Owl Country Band for less than $10 a piece.
I think we need to add one more person to the roster, because it's, mm-hmm, three celebrities, Night Owl Country Band. We need the whole hand.
Yeah, we need the whole hand.
Oh, there will be a special thing going on for the Star Spangled Banner. Oh. We'll be able to tell that next week.
Are we getting a whole hand situation?
We will have a whole hand situation for sure. So, general admission, $30. $75 for meet and greet. And $75 to be able to see three celebrities and for them to sign something for you, that's actually unheard of.
Yeah, so, it's, you know, it seems steep at first glance, and maybe it would be if it was like just Tom Wopat or just Mickey James or just Bronson Arroyo. But I mean, shoot, all three of those, and, mm-hmm, you get the sign, you get the pick, $75, count me in.
Yeah. Yeah, so we wanted to make sure it was cheap enough for everybody, and we also wanted to make sure that we was going to make some money for the Wounded Warrior Project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, that seems to get lost in some of this, but that's the most important thing about it, is that you're not keeping money from this. You're giving it to, right, people who legitimately need it, and I absolutely cannot wait for that night. However,
so for tickets for that, go to www.nightowlcb.com. And you can either buy a general admission ticket at the general admission ticket link or the meet and greet link.
I would do that now, because it's probably, there's a high chance that there's not going to be any seats left if you try to purchase your tickets,
yes,
that night.
There will only be 150 meet and greets. So get your tickets now. And the meet and greet, not only is that $75, you get a meet and greet with the artists. You also get a VIP seating, and you also get a event T-shirt. So you cannot beat that deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, back to some music. Coming in at number six, just climbing up the countdown more and more each week, we have got 16-year-old country sweetheart Crystal Lee. Different days bring different things.
Woke up this morning, it was way too soon to tell. Why I seem so nervous to hear that classroom bell. My senior year is right here, what does that mean? I'll just keep believing, different days bring different things. It's okay to be different, that makes the world spin round. We all have our own voice, our own heartbeat sound. Just be who you are, sunny smiles and crazy dreams. And keep believing, different days bring different things.
Crystal Lee with Different Days Bring Different Things. And Matt, we had an interesting development as far as this particular song was considered this week. That was kind of cool. It was shared with us a couple days ago.
Yeah, we did not know that Crystal Lee went to the Josie Music Awards. And we played the pre-party there at the Josie Music Awards at Old Red Gatlinburg. And her dad sent us a picture where we were playing, and she was in the front row watching us play. That was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy how, you know, things, Brett, have a tendency to come full circle. It kind of goes back to the whole never burn any bridges thing, because you never know when you're going to need to cross those bridges. But it's got to be cool to know that you get the opportunity to give back to somebody who you gave to.
Yeah. I love the full circle stuff. Still just amazing that she's only 16. So I keep wishing her luck and keep doing what she's doing and sending more music.
Yeah, I was thinking this week, and this is an interesting question to throw out to you guys. There's been a lot of, from a lot of the artists that we've had on our countdown, a lot of support and a lot of happiness that they made it onto a chart, they made it onto a countdown, and it's very surreal when stuff like that happens to you. I wanted to pick each of your brains here. Do you remember a particular moment in your time singing? And I'll start with you, Matt, with your career in music, where you had a moment where you were like, wow, not necessarily like an I made it moment, but the moment of like, things are like different now, like a first time you got asked for an autograph or something like that, where you had a moment where it's like everything changed, where you kind of realized that you're a kind of a public figure.
Probably you're saying the most maybe surprising moment that changed a lot of the things, the way I look at things. All of us are really humble. All four guys, maybe except for Steve. Very humble, just kidding, Steve. But one of the things that was cool for us was when we was at the Josie Music Awards, there we did not expect to get the award that we got. They started saying "Here to Somewhere," none of us reacted. My wife said that she looked over and none of us had reacted at all until all of a sudden it just kind of clicked, like, Oh my God! They just said "Here to Somewhere," Night Owl Country Band. So that was a moment there that kind of changed the way that I looked at things, and
it's a very tangible goal now, right?
Like So anything is possible.
Yeah, I with what Matt says, humble. I even I know that I am extremely humble. I don't know if I've felt like anything's changed yet. I know a story Matt told that, you know, he was at a restaurant in Columbus and they recognized him and they gave him his food for free. You know, yeah. I've yet to find anything like that. I need free food.
But if anybody's willing, call 812.
But I think something that's maybe opened my eyes, you know, to that, maybe we're at a next level or something. I don't know. Something that's amazing to me is, you know, people will come up and request one of our songs that we wrote yeah. for us to play. And then B, to see people dancing to the songs we wrote, you know, that's yeah. just, it yeah. just amazes me.
It's completely different when it's your creation.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows that Driving My Life Away is a fun song mm-hmm. that people can dance to. It's completely different when, somebody is dancing to a song like Anymore, yeah. Which we're actually going to be talking about a little bit later on, a little bit of yeah. foreshadowing. But, you know, mm-hmm. When it's one of your original songs, yeah, it's absolutely insane. Yeah.
And I still can't get over of how many people we have that come to multiple shows. It's, you know, to see John Barr out there at a lot of shows, it just amazes me. So we yeah. appreciate all of our fans, too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, moving into the top five, and the top five is a familiarity as far as this countdown is concerned, and holding on at number five, remaining in the top five, has yet to drop out of the top five, is the inaugural number one song that started off Who's Who, and we still love this song so much, 4th and Main with Bad With Me.
By five, but we were out till three last Saturday night. She's a nice red wine by candle flame, but a six pack of Bud when we're watching the game. Sweet and refined, so fine and kind and sexy to the bone. She's a lady walking down the street, but she can get down when she hears a beat. And I know everybody thinks she's a good girl, but she's bad with me. A good girl, but she's bad with me. And it's good girl that you wanna be. A good girl, but you're bad with me. Bad, bad, so bad with me.
This episode of Who's Who is brought to you by
the Christopher Stephen Corporation, designers and integrators of custom automation equipment. The Christopher Stevens Corporation has been meeting the needs of various industries in the areas of special machinery and integration for more than 40 years. They do special machinery, they build assembly lines, they make gauges, and so much more. They have CNC lathes, CNC mills, and they also have assembly line, and they have design. It's a one-stop shop. You can contact them at 812-342-0809, or you can email them at sales@teamtcsc.com regarding your project. They're located at 6350 Inwood Drive, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to www.teamtcsc.com.
4th and Main, Bad With Me, as of yet, has never spent a week outside of the countdown, which is awesome. It hasn't even dropped out of the top five.
Nope. Bad With Me, bad to the bone.
It was
the
like
disappointment on Matt's face right there.
I've been waiting for them moments ever since the top 10 started today. So he never did let me down, that's for sure. Yeah, Bad With Me, great job, guys. Great job. We appreciate you sending in your music, and please send in more.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? Let's take some time here. And I think we all just kind of need a second to breathe. So let's go ahead and get to number four. Remaining at number four this week, we have our friend Lucas Chiliberti with Rainmaker.
Rainmaker. covered wagon, he crossed the Great Divide on his way to Kansas with two more days to ride. He'd heard about the suffering, the ones who died in vain. He came to work his magic, he was gonna make it rain. Rainmaker, can you open up the sky? It's gonna take a miracle, the well is almost dry. Rainmaker, our lives are in your hands. If anyone can save us now, you can.
Lucas Chilliberty with Rainmaker, and I get a feeling that four might not be where this song stops.
Yes. Yeah, he is very close to the top three, being able to have the whole song be played. We're excited about maybe him hitting the top three so everybody can hear that song in its conclusion.
That's right.
Yeah, every week Lucas has inched his way up just a little bit farther and farther up the chart every week. Great song. And he has another song just waiting for this one to drop out, but it's not dropping out quickly, called Springfields. And we're excited about people hearing that song soon, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we get to this next particular song, I think that it is time for us to quickly step out of the nest. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we're working towards several goals on Patreon. We are still working toward that goal to get every show be a video show at 10 patrons. But when we hit 25, we're going to start doing a monthly exclusive Out of the Nest bonus show that is going to be a lot of fun. And every week until that happens, we're going to take a moment to do some sort of what we're calling the top two, considering that this is the top 10. And I like that the two aspect, because it's really hard to narrow it down to two sometimes. And I'm going to hit you guys with a big one today. I haven't prompted you with it.
No.
And as a matter of fact, I had the idea, but I haven't even taken time to think about what mine are going to be. But I want to know, and for this one, we're going to stay secular because I want to do the other side at some point too. But I want to give you to give me those two songs that just stick with you. Not, you know, I'm not even necessarily talking about your favorite songs or what you feel are the best songs ever produced, but the two songs that have impacted you and who have made a change in your life. Feel free to take it away whenever, and if we need some time to to think, I can cut here too. So,
I mean, as soon as you start saying that, you know, I'd say most people will know that one of mine will be a Prince song. And we actually, you know, we actually do this song, Purple Rain. You know, the movie, the song, the album. So Purple Rain's one that, you know, I listen to often. It'll be in my head, mm-hmm. you know, humming it, singing it. And again, I think the story I told, you know, the very first band that I liked on my own, you know, without my brother's influence or my mother's influence, was Poison. So I would venture to say that very first video I watched of theirs on MTV that got me hooked was Talk Dirty to Me.
What a duo.
I mean, you know, as soon as you said it, those were the two that popped in my head. So,
well, Matt, what are your thoughts?
All right. Probably my number two.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, we shouldn't be allowed in front of mics.
Nope.
I was going through through my first divorce, and when I was going through that divorce, I know everybody's saying, "Oh my God, how many's he had?
How many's he had?"
I was having a hard time, and at that time, there's a song that I'd heard called "I Hate Everything" by George Strait.
George Strait.
And that, when I heard that song, I mean, that's just how I felt. I felt like I hate everything. I hate my job. And that part that says, if it wasn't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I don't know if I believe that, but but that was one of them songs that it was just perfect timing. When I was going through my divorce, and at that time, that's when you're going through a divorce, especially at the beginning of it, that's how you feel. I mean, you just hate everything that's going on, and you just have that kind of attitude. So that would be my number two. As for number one, I think probably number one on my list would be the song that I first sang at doing country music altogether, was Long-Haired Country Boy. And the words of that song is just leave this long-haired country boy. Let me do my own thing. Mm-hmm. And that's probably my number one song right there. It's got that good outlaw Charlie Daniels style to it, and I just love that song.
For me, both of my picks are going to be a little odd. But, you know, when I think about, you know, not even necessarily my favorite songs, but the songs that have caused a change in my life or the songs that have meant the most, the first one is, this is out of left field, but I promise I can justify it, Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Nice.
All right. It was, so when I was 6 or 7 years old, by that time, I really had never listened to much secular music that, like, wasn't country. And, you know, everything was fine. I was either listening to the Kingsmen or, like, Keith Urban. Everything was fine. But then one day I was in the car with my dad, and he had the AC/DC live album playing. He started it, and you've got, of course, they recorded that, like, all over the world in several different countries, and just hearing the crowd, it's like, as they're clapping and waiting on it, and then you hear that riff start, and from that moment on, I'm like, oh, rock music exists. And that opened up a completely different world to me that I could go in and listen to. And a lot of my favorite rock songs now I have to owe to AC/DC and Thunderstruck, because it was the one that made me interested. The other one, and this is going to sound cheesy, but I've got a different reason, is Journey, Don't Stop Believin'. The reasoning for that is, when I first, and thankfully she's seen the light to a certain extent now, but when I first got with Nia, I was like, what music do you like to listen to? And she's like, mostly modern pop. And I'm like, oh, no. I was like, no. And, like, it's crazy because recently she's come around on country music too, mm-hmm. where, like, she spent her entire life thinking that she just hated country music. And then one glorious day we were on our way to a Pacer game and a Zac Brown Band song came on. And out of respect for the fact she doesn't like country music, I turned it and her exact words were, "Wait, is that a banjo? Turn that back." And I was like, yeah.
We're here.
But we discovered our love of classic rock. And that's kind of the music that we listen to in the middle. And we discovered that we both really like Journey. And one day we were driving through town together, just running some errands, being together, because this was right after she got back from France and the time that we spent away from each other. And we're listening to Journey, and she says, "I wonder if they're going to be in, like, at Noblesville anytime soon." And so I pull up my phone. It's Thursday. I'm like, "Sunday, they're going to be, they're in a Sunday." And she's like, "Can we pull that off?" And I'm like, "I work Sunday night. Hold on." So I messaged one of my fellow hosts at Cracker Barrel, where I worked at the time, and I traded so that I could get a Sunday morning as opposed to that Sunday night. And all in, like, 3 days, we pulled that together and went. And there was something about, like, you know, when you pull something off and you didn't think you could pull it off, at that moment that they were ending the show and they hit that, don't stop, and, you know, the confetti is flying everywhere, yeah. And, like, she just turned and kissed me, and I was like, we pulled this off. This is awesome. And so that one does mean quite a lot to me as far as that one is concerned. But something that we talk about, things that mean a lot, a song that I find in my head all the time, and I listen to all the time, is our song at number 3. It debuted at number 1 2 weeks ago. It is at number 3 today. Corey Lane with Cold December.
It's a cold December, and writing's hard to do. My mind's distracted by the thought of leaving you. We can't whisper fake I love you, or cry more empty tears. It's a cold December when you've lived so many lonely years. But without you, you see, this house was built from struggle. Our love is deep and strong. I hate you, but I love you. Your heart's where I belong. We won't walk away or give in. I'll fight for what we are. It's a cold December, just me and this guitar. But we'll
episode of Who's Who is brought to you by
Lumberjack's Bar and Grill. Lumberjack's is located in Butlerville, Indiana at 5530 East U.S. Highway 50. We'd like to thank Scott Beanham and his crew for everything that they do for Night Owl Country Band. When Night Owl Country Band first started, Lumberjack's was one of the first venues that booked Night Owl Country Band. So we thank them for helping Night Owl Country Band out. Lumberjack's has great food. Scott is a great chef. They cook steaks. They cook tacos. They have something special every night. They also have Sex with a Lumberjack.
What did you say?
Count me in.
Sex with a Lumberjack is a special drink that they make there at Lumberjack's. Check it out. And they also have cold, ice cold beer.
Corey Lang, Cold December, a song that continues being an earworm for me. As I almost said earbug, and then right as it was about to come out, I'm like, that's not right. Matt, just a tremendous song.
Yeah, I'm still loving this song quite a bit. Man, his vocals are awesome. Something I seen this week is actually yesterday, but for everybody that's listening, it's going to be Saturday. On his Facebook page, Corey put on a new song, a new live video, doing a live song, and it's a beautiful song about his brother. Did you get
this? Yeah, now I saw that.
Yeah, and he has a great song. I'm hoping that he records that one soon. But good job on the Cold December song, number 3 on the chart.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The song about his brother. It's ironic. You know, when we begin to think about that, we actually, during the middle of our recording, probably about 20 minutes ago, we found out the news that by Wednesday has been everywhere about Kobe Bryant. And it's, you know, aside from the sports aspect, it's just crazy to think about, like, because it was just last week that Dwight Howard was wanting Kobe to be involved in his dunk contest attempt and all that stuff. And now that is never going to happen. Mm-hmm. It really says something about holding the people close that you love, and it's, you know, while they're here.
It's really sad. I mean, people on TV and people that are movie stars, even celebrities, we look at them as something or somebody that's going to live forever, like they're superheroes. But
yeah, it's almost like you don't think of them as people, and that sounds bad to say, but yeah. You know, you kind of don't.
Yeah. So, hold your loved ones close. You just never know.
The last time that I remember it being quite like this was just this wave of, like, oh my God, was when Michael Jackson passed.
Oh, yeah.
And then something kind of like that when Robin Williams passed, but not quite to that extent. It's just crazy how, like, we log into Facebook here in between songs and that's it. Like, that's all that anybody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I bet Brett can remember, it was a huge deal when Michael Landon died. You remember that?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was a huge ordeal. Yeah. And then John Ritter, I don't remember if he was before or after, but that was a big deal, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was sad. I mean, can't reiterate more than what they've said. You know, always let people know that you love them, that you're there for them, so...
And, you know, it's interesting that, and this, I say, would probably, especially considering the song that we're about to play, it's the weirdest segue we've probably had into this song, mm-hmm. but this song actually kind of talks about something along the same line. You know, it's a much more lighthearted look at it, but it's one of those where, like, this song talks about that one friendship, you know, that everybody has that is straight up, you know, your bro. But, you know, to expand that, your brother, the type of person that you can always depend on. And it's important to tell them that they're your bro while they're still here because, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. And so I would challenge everybody who's listening to this, If you have somebody who's like that for you, this week in the spirit of holding your loved ones close, if you've got somebody who's like that for you, send them this song this week. Have them listen to this song and say that you thought of them when you hear it. This one here is our former number one song at number 2 this week, Matt Weston with Hey Bro.
Just a couple of rowdy renegades when we blew it up, tore it down like
just the dreams that come back around. Getting caught, getting high, I took your blame and you took mine. Saying, hey bro, I got your back. Dare anybody to go jacking with that? No, hey bro, I know you got mine, yeah. Some things run thicker than a bloodline. Got you covered, my brother, from another mother down in a back road. You might go, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hey bro, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Gotta say, smarter, but we slide sometimes. So we go for broke, pay the cost. Always said we were cut out of the same cloth. Some things never change, and here's one more that's still the same. Hey bro, I got your back. Dare anybody to go jacking with that? No, hey bro, I know you got mine, yeah. Some things run thicker than a bloodline. Got you covered, my brother, from another mother down.
Weston with Hey Bro. And gentlemen, you didn't get the opportunity last week. We are talking about a former number one song now. That's really cool.
Yep. Yeah. Again, something I really, really like about this song is a good outlaw sound. And that's what I know Night Owl, we strive to be outlaw, but I also know we still do our own thing, you know. But this has just got a good outlaw sound.
Be an outlaw, but have a sound that the in-laws can appreciate too.
Oh, nice.
And you thought mine was bad?
That was pretty sickening.
That was. Give me a bucket.
Oh, congratulations, Matt Weston, on number one last week. Still number two. That's a good strong number two. Something I've seen this week that happened for him is he became the International Music and Entertainment Awards official 2019 Country Album of the Year for Matt Weston's album Legacy. Very cool.
It's got Hey Bro on it. It's a very good album.
Awesome.
Very good album. I love that. We're going to move on to a song from another album of the year.
Yeah.
This is kind of the part of the show where we allow Night Owl to spread its wings a little bit. And, you know, we talked a little bit about holding your loved ones close while you have them here. I know this song Anymore means a lot to you guys, and there's kind of a story that goes along with it. And this has been a very special song for Night Owl, correct, Brett?
Yeah, yeah. Another one of those, you know, you don't ever expect anything like this. But we had a gentleman named Andy. And he was the one that, at the very beginning of Night Owl, was putting our music on the all the streamings. He was running our website. He was just doing this because he loved to do it, wanted to do it. Pretty young gentleman. He was married to a sweet lady, Lori. And, sorry. one night, he was sitting at his computer. They were listening to the album. And Anymore came on. And he got up out of his chair and got Lori up to dance with him. And so they finished that. They went to bed. And then Andy did not wake up the next day. So when Lori told us that, you know, that was touching to us. And, you know, I was glad that she shared that story with us. And that Night Owl music could be a little part of their story, their lives.
It's insane to think that, you know, you touched somebody in that way, right, Matt?
Yeah. Brett did a great job writing this song. This song tells a story within itself. And it has a good twist in this song, so hope you enjoy the song Anymore.
I remember the moment it was yesterday. My vision was blurred as you walked down the aisle. The love of my life was love at first sight. In your world, all I could do was just smile. But I don't love you like that anymore. Those promises and vows that I swore. As time moves on, of this I'm sure. Person I think about when I wake up, on my mind all day long till I fall asleep. Like the sun in the sky, you light up my life. I'm addicted to you, I'm in too deep. But I don't love you like that anymore. Those promises and vows that I swore. As time moves on, this I'm sure.
Change us for the world. Time after time, again and again, it's you I choose. But I don't love you like that anymore. Those promises and vows that I swore. on this time ashore. Every minute of every day, I love you more.
Night Owl Country Band with Anymore. Guys, that's a fantastic song. I love the play on words. I love the twist there.
Yeah.
Where you know, generally a song that says I don't love you like that anymore is talking about a love lost, not a love gained. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love that twist. And you know, we always talk about it here on the show where we are looking for stories in songs. And that is exactly the reason that number one this week is number one this week. I've said it so many different times, but this is not just one of my favorite songs that's ever been on the countdown. This is one of my favorite songs I've heard in a long, long while. And his entire album is on my playlist. I listen to it all the time. And if I had been being a little bit more forthcoming earlier when I asked what we've been listening to, it would have been a lot more of Jeremy Parsons. This is his song, Making Things Up As I Go.
Goes my way, and if it does.
Jeremy Parsons, Making Things Up As I Go, number one this week on the countdown, and so, so well deserved.
Oh yeah, harmonies. I can't get over the harmonies in this song, so sounds great. And I love the heavy violin. And it's not heavy. Right. I'm not saying that it's heavy, but it's right. Heavy.
But you said heavy. this song's been creeping up a little.
No, I'm sorry. I love how he says it's not heavy. It's just heavy.
Yeah, it's just heavy. That's me and Matt.
Yeah. We also say it's different, but it's different. But it's different.
What makes it different? Because it's not the same.
That's what makes it different.
And most of the time, stuff me and Matt joke about, you know, he'll tell me what's going to happen or not going to happen. He'll say, you know, so we're not going to do the second verse. And I'll go, oh, so we're going to do the second verse. You know. Me and Matt, we lose our voices all the time because we're laughing so much at what we do.
And our wives think we are hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, which explains why yours is in there watching Unsolved Mysteries. No, I will say it's been interesting. I can't wait until we someday get to video because you guys have entire conversations with your eyes. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, this song is just so fantastic, and I love all of them. You know, I was surprised because I went on Apple Music, and he has two albums available, and one of them is country, and one of them is electronic with guitar.
I see.
And I'm like, this guy just really likes creating, and I love somebody who just has that itch and, you know, always wants to create.
Yeah. This song's been creeping up since we first started our episode one, and it finally moved up the list to number one. Congratulations on number one, Jeremy Parsons. We all love this song, the melody, the storyline, the vocal. This is a great song.
And congratulations to all 10 members of our countdown this week. We love you. We thank you for sending in your music. And you, the listener, we thank you so much for listening and for supporting. And, you know, we know that we have people who listen to us not just from Indiana, where they can come to Night Owl shows and whatnot. They listen to us everywhere. So this weekend, you know, the Night Owl has a big show. If you are in this realm, if you are near us, absolutely come out. But go out and support some music. Yeah. Somewhere this mm-hmm. weekend. And while you're at it, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb and become a patron. Get this show ad-free every week. And if you start working up those tiers for $10, you're going to be able to get my documentary series I've been working on. $25, you're going to get a free t-shirt and everything that came before it, as well as voting privileges. We thank you so much. Go follow the Night Owl Country Band on Facebook. Gentlemen, any parting thoughts?
I think we'd like to try is, as you're listening to this week's podcast with the best crew of Matt and Brett, thank you very much.
Casey's just an added bonus.
Right. I'm glad you said bonus.
That's the way I described it to my doctor, too.
But as you're listening to this, and before we record our next podcast, if you'd like to send in any questions that you have for us, that we'll pick out a question or two maybe, and it might make its way onto the podcast.
Yeah, going to be a big show, going to be a special show as we do a special video episode in order to kick off the Made in America tour, which we're so excited about. We want to have a little Q&A portion for our Out of the Nest. Go to the Who's Who Facebook page. That's facebook.com/who's who pod. And we're going to have a thread available. If you're listening to this Wednesday, it's going to be tomorrow. It's going to go up. What questions do you have for the Who's Who crew for the Night Owl Country Band? And I want to say this too. Tim came up with a fantastic idea that he was telling us about.
Tim?
Yeah, Tim came up with the idea.
Not sure.
Not. And as far as the question that we always ask, on our Out of the Nest segment. We want to know what your answer to that question is as well. So for this, it's the top two secular songs that you've ever heard in your life that you really mean something to you. We want to know why those songs mean something to you, and we want to know why they mean something to you. We want to know the stories behind them. We want all of that, and we might pick a couple if we get some support and read them on the show next week. Yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah. That will be posted on Friday. All so right.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you, Tim, for your fantastic idea.
Thank you, not Shira.
Because right now, the thing is, right now she's looking at him, and Tim's going, I told him! Mm-hmm. I told him to give you credit!
Whatever, Tim.
ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Go support Night Owl on social media. And Matt, any parting thoughts?
Yes, for any musician that's listening to this and wondering why you're not on the top 10, one good thing you could do is submit your music so you have a chance to be on the top 10. Submit your music at nightowlcb1@yahoo.com. Night Owl Country Band has a lot of cool things going on. Check out our Facebook page. We've got a lot of things going on behind the scenes. It's very cool. But not only that, but the Who's Who podcast has some cool things going on behind the scenes also. And a ghost hunt coming soon.
Yeah, I was meaning to tell you, I had a nightmare about that last night.
Oh.
See, here's the thing, though. It was a nerdy nightmare, not a like, ooh, there's ghosts. I had a nightmare that there were ghosts everywhere, and my camera battery died.
Oh,
no. I couldn't capture it all.
So that is coming soon. We got our date this week from Southern Indiana Ghost Hunters, May 2nd, and we'll tell you more about the location stuff later on.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a lot of fun, as is the next couple of weeks. We got, as we're recording this, Royal Rumble tonight. Next week is Super Bowl. Next week is our special video show. Next week is The Strand. Things are picking up. As JR would say, and still does say, you know, because he is employed now. Well, I think we've rambled on enough. Ladies, thank you so much for listening to the end of this show. We love you. We thank you. And as always, as I end this show, the one thing I ask, go listen to some music this week that you wouldn't have listened to otherwise. We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.